This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Here's a question for you. When was the last time you stopped at an ATM? Me? I go every Sunday before heading to my local farmer's market. But in the U.S., ATM fees have hit a record high. Data shows consumers are willing to travel further distances just to avoid the charges. Here in the U.K., though, some people don't have a choice but to face a longer journey to their nearest cash point. That's because 600 ATMs are pulled out of service every month, according to new research. And while the machines are still common in cities like London, the decline makes access to cash much more challenging for people in rural towns and villages, like this woman who lives in Wales.
My name's Michelle Fowler. I'm 57 and I'm currently a director of St Amley Family Hair Makeup and Beauty in Llanrwst. We had three banks. We had NatWest, we had Barclays and we had HSBC. Then unfortunately everything has now closed and left our market town. My local bank now is a 30-mile round trip. Well, it affects my business because it's not just me having to do this, it's all in our area that has to do it. So if they are going that 15-mile trip down to the nearest bank, then that's where they're going to pick up their loaf of bread, their food shop, or get their hair done. You know, it has a huge effect on our town, because why do they need to stop? I'm old-fashioned. I do like to deal in cash myself personally. I know where I am. I know how much I've spent. But I think it is definitely pushing to be cashless, because even when we go to the bank now, the cashiers at the bank encourage us to use the machines rather than use their services.
While this sound is becoming much less common in rural areas, it's hard to walk even a few blocks in London without running into a cash point. So why the mismatch in ATM availability? The BBC's Kevin Peachey is here to explain. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
So what's caused the ATM shortage in the UK?
Well, it's all about money. The very thing that these ATMs dispense. There's a bit of a three-way struggle going on in Britain between banks, the ATM operators that they pay, and the organisation that oversees the network. And the backdrop of all this is that cards, digital payments are being used rather than cash. So banks simply want to pay less in fees to the operators. Now, the operators say the less used ones are uneconomic, so they're getting rid of them, and often they're in the rural areas.
In the US, ATMs from banks you don't have an account with charge consumers per transaction. Here in the UK, though, many ATMs are free. Is that part of the problem? Is that banks just aren't making money?
It's certainly part of the debate, because the biggest operators say lower fees from banks mean that they're going to start charging consumers to use these ATMs. There's a wider issue here as well about what is an ATM actually for? Is it just simply a cash dispenser, or in many other countries they're used for lots of different things? So Portugal, for example, you can make your tax and bill payments. You can even buy concert and cinema tickets. So 50 years after they're invented, the next generation of machines are much more like a service, a bank in a box, if you like. And that's partly the reason why actually the number of ATMs per people globally is rising.
So with the ATM shortage in the UK, the government, maybe some companies, are also stepping in to try and help the communities that are having trouble accessing cash points.
Yeah, the concern is that people are left behind. They've no access to cash. The question is, what is the solution to this? Well, where do people get their money? Is it going to be cash back from shops? Is it going to be post office networks? Is it going to be mobile banks? All of those have their own challenges. And so it's still going to be a long debate over how to get people to have cash in their hands if they want it, or how they can just move to a digital world if that's what they feel more comfortable with.
Never thought the ATM would disappear. The BBC's Kevin Peachey. Thank you.
Thank you.